We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim Shachris, Halacha Gimel, from the beginning. Interestingly, that this Shir is being given a few days before Rosh Hashanah, actually a week, less than a week before Rosh Hashanah, and by coincidence, as soon as we turn a page or two here, we're going to be going into the topic of Rosh Hashanah. Inyan Netilas Yadayim Achra Shena, regarding the topic of washing hands, what we call Negel Vasser, when you wake up from sleep in the morning, Al Pi HaToyro Ki Seitzei LaMelchoma. This chapter of Likutei Halachos will be based on the chapter in Likutei Moran that's entitled Ki Seitzei LaMelchoma, which was the Parshas HaShavua 2 weeks ago, B'likutei Tanina, B'simen Pei Beis, in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 82, Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah. Study that entire chapter on Likutei Moran to get a very solid foundation for this halacha. But as usual, Rav Nosson Zal gives us a very concise summary of what we need. V'haklal l'inyoneinu, basically, what we need for our discussion is, from there is, Kiyesh Bechinas Keseder Vishaloi Keseder. By Hashem, there are two methods by which Hashem conducts things. One method is Keseder, where things are going along in their proper order. One, two, three, four, A, B, C, D, so on and so forth. And then there's Shaloi Keseder, out of order. When things are upside down, people have an expression, when people say things are not going well, everything in my life is upside down. That's called Shaloi Keseder. Shehem Bechinas, and this is what's hinted to in the Pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 139, Ochor Vokedem Tzartoni. This is Adam Arishon speaking, and he says, Hashem, you formed me back and front. There are different opinions as to exactly how Adam and Chava were created. One of the major opinions is that they were created as Siamese twins, back to back. And then when Hashem decided to have Chava become Adam Rishon's wife, etc., Hashem imposed a tardema, a deep sleep, on Adam. And during that sleep, Kaviyochel, Hashem made an operation where he severed the connection between Adam and Chava back to back, so that now they could turn around and be face to face and be able to function as a couple. So in that context, the Pasuk says, Adam Arishon is saying, Ocher Vokedem Tzartoni. Hashem, you created me as two in a sense, the back and the front. The male is in the front and the female was in the back. Bechinas Adam v'Chava. This is related to Adam v'Chava. Aleph Beis v'Tashrak. Keseder versus Shelo Keseder is, another example is, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet is called Keseder. Tuf Shin Reish Kuf is Shelo Keseder. When we're doing the Aleph Beis backwards. And we're going to see that this has very important meaning. Ki Adam hu Bechinas Havaya b'Milui Alfin. Bigimatria mo. Shehu bechinas keseder, bechinas kedem, bechinas aleph beis keseder. Adam, which is man, Adam, the word Adam is used to refer to man, and the word Adam is also a nickname of Hashem kaviyochel. In the Navi, when Yecheskel HaNavi, when we speak about the vision that Yecheskel HaNavi saw of the throne of Hashem, he says, Va'alakise dmus kemare Adam. On the throne, he saw a human image. So the term Adam is used usually to refer to man and sometimes to refer to Hashem also. Hashem has many names. Among the names of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei is the most popular name of Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei has different forms. When you write out each letter as a word, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey can be spelled Hey Aleph, or Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. The Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal have pages and pages explaining why it is this way and what it's all about. But for us right now, one of the forms of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei is where it's spelled Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph. And that's called Havaya B'Milui Alfin. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei, where any letter that can be filled out with an Aleph is filled out with an Aleph. The choice is Aleph there. And the numerical value there, when you add it up, Yud Vav Dalet is 20, Hey Aleph is 6, gives you 26, Vav Aleph Vav is 13, gives you 39, and Hey Aleph is another 6, gives you 45, which is Bigimatria Adam. That's one of the ways that we get to this name of Hashem. When we refer to Hashem as Adam, it is this Shem Mo, it's called, which is referred to as Keseder, because we know generally throughout the Chumash, the names of Hashem that are used most often, the most popular names are Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elohim. Rashi points out many times throughout the Chumash that Yud Kei Vav Kei usually means Chesed, when Hashem is speaking from a position of kindness, and Elohim is judgment, din. So, and we know that kindness is called Keseder. When things are going well, things are going properly, that's when Hashem is showing us a good face, a happy face. When things are not going well, when things are upside down, that's a display of Hashem's judgment. Hashem's punching. Hashem is striking. That's Midas Hadin. So now back again. Odom is Havaya B'Milui Alfin B'Gematria Mo, which is Keseder, which is Kedem. That's the front, the frontal view, which is Aleph Beis, the Aleph Beis in the order of Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. The Chava, whereas Chava, who is the female, who Bechinas, Chava is Shalokes Seder. If you take it look at the name Chava, all the letters are out of order. You have Ches first, then you have Vav. Vav is supposed to be before the Ches. And then you have Hey, which is supposed to be before the Vav. So that's one example of about 10 reasons that are given why Chava, the female, represents Shelo Keseder. The male is Keseder, the female is Shelo Keseder. The Chava hu bechinas hadibur. And we know also that Chava represents speech. Bechinas velailo lelailo yechave doas. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that one night to another night speaks wisdom. The word Chava, the verb Chava means to speak. We know also, the Gemara tells us, that Hashem gave 10 measures of speech to the world. The ladies took 9. That's originally. Since then, in 5,700 years, we know that they got a good portion of the 10th also. But they started out having 9. So women represent Dibur, Malchus Peh. And therefore, women are associated with Malchus, which is associated with speech. We know that the attributes of Hashem are related to different parts of the body. Sometimes we refer to them as going from head to toe, from top to bottom, in which case the head is Chochma, Bina, and Das, and the bottom of the feet is Malchus. However, sometimes we refer to all 10 Midos of Hashem as being in the head. In that context, the speech is Malchus. The lips are Netzach and Hoid, the tongue is Yesoid, and speech is Malchus. This is all discussed at length in the Zohar HaKadosh in those Sforim. So we see that the woman who represents speech, she also represents Malchus. Bechinas Tashrak, Shaloikas Seder, Bechinas Ocher. And she, the woman, represents upside down, the Tavshin Reish Kuf, the Shaloikas Seder. She's the back. And over there in Likutim Ran chapter 82, Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this and explains it. Now Rav Nosson Zal brings from there, Vezeh Shanu Royim, and this is why we see Shelefa'omim at times, Hoylech La'odom Sheloi Keseder. A person experiences trouble, problems. Things are upside down. Things are out of whack. Things are not going right. All of those expressions. Zeh Nimshach Mebechina Sheloi Keseder Hanal. You know where that comes from? That comes from the Shaloika Seder. That's coming from the female, from the Tovshin Reish Kuf. Meaning, Al Yedei Shemachalik Bechinas Shaloika Seder Mebechinas Keseder. And it's the result of the person separating the two. The person has caused the Keseder and Shaloika Seder to become separated. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows there, when they're together, when male and female are separate, each one has their own identity. He's called Goldstein, she's called Berger, you know, whatever names are. When they get together, when they get married, she loses her identity in a sense. She becomes Mrs. Goldstein. And the Zohar HaKadosh actually mentions this. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Ba'asar de'istichar nukfola yitkartam. When you have male, the female isn't mentioned. She's assumed to be folded into the male. She's part of the male. So too, if these two represent Keseder and Shaloi Keseder, when they're united, when they're together, when husband and wife are together, her Shaloi Keseder gets nullified by his Keseder. They both become Keseder. When a person sees that things are not going right, it's because there's a separation between the two. There's a separation between the Keseder and Shaloi Keseder. The Iker HaPegam Hu Al Yedei Gadlus. And Rabbi Nachman writes over there, the main thing that causes that is arrogance. The person, the man, is arrogant. He has Gadlus. She'oimer ano emloich. He says, I want to be king. I want to rule. I want to be on top. That kind of thing. When he does that, he's not allowing Chava, the Malchus, to be plugged into Hashem. When Chava is plugged into Hashem, everything's cool, everything's okay. Even though she by nature is Shelo Keseder, if she's plugged into Hashem and if she's plugged into the husband, everything is okay. But if the man crosses certain lines, he makes mistakes, and he says he wants to be the boss in a wrong kind of way, he's taking Hashem out of the picture, chas v'shalom. Hashem is I'm in charge here. Hashem is doing great up there, you know. Down here in this house, I'm in charge. I'm the boss. I call the shots, etc. When a person, chas v'shalom, falls into gadlus, thereby trying to take the malchus, the chava, to himself in an improper way, he separates it, he unplugs it from Hashem, then the malchus becomes defective. It is no longer in a perfect state. Because the main place from which the malchus, the female, draws its spiritual life is from Mo, from that Odom that we mentioned earlier, which is that Shem Mo, that of Hashem, which is Hainu HaSechel. Mo refers to Sechel, which is called Chochma. Chochma is another word for Sechel. Chochma is Koyach Mo. Rabbeinu Zal shows here in the Kudman. Chochma is the power of Mo. Shehu Bechinas Keseder, which is Keseder. When a person's brain is thinking properly, then they're doing things in the right order, in the right sequence. Ki shleimus kol hadvorim eino yela kishehem miyuchodim umekushorim bo yisborach. Because the perfection of everything in this world is only when the item is attached to and connected properly to Hashem. When the thing is connected properly to Hashem, then it's drawing whatever energy, whatever sustenance, whatever life it needs to function properly. And these, when we talk about spiritual energy, another word for that is moichin, sechel, brains. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk in Koheles where it says, "Hachochma techaya ba'oleho," that chochma gives life to the one who possesses it. So the spiritual life of a person or of anything is the chochma, the seichel that's related to it. Bechinas chochma, koyach mo, Shehu ikar hachius. That's the main source of spiritual life of anything. Bechinas hachochma techaya. Like the pasuk says in Koheles, chochma gives life. Bechinas, and as we say in our morning prayer, me chayenu, me tzikoseinu. Mo chayenu, what is our life? Mo chayenu, that is our life. We draw chius from mo, which is Adam, which is Keseder, which is Hashem. Umo hu Adam. Nimtza zois habechina chava malchus. So therefore, this aspect, this thing called chava, which we said corresponds to malchus, kishehi mekusheres l'Adam, when it's plugged into Adam in a proper way, hainu l'hakodesh baruch hu. In this context, the word Adam means Hashem. It's one of the names of Hashem. Azai yeshlo shlemus. Then Chava is perfect. The Malchus is perfect. Everything is going well, properly. V'sehu, and this is what the Pasuk means when it says, Lahashem ha'oretz umaloa. The oretz, the earth, the world, when it is Lahashem, when it's plugged into Hashem, umaloya, it is full, it is bishlemus, it's complete. Everything in this world, when it's plugged into Hashem properly, then it's bimilua, it's perfect. Vazai, hoylech loylodom keseder. And then the person experiences that things are going well, things are going properly. Ki ba'asar de'is d'char, nukve lo yidkar tamon. As we mentioned earlier, the Zohar Kodesh says, because when the male is there, the female isn't mentioned. The female becomes negated and subservient to the male. So the female, which symbolizes upside down, it represents midas hadin. When the male is in proper working order and they're connected, the female is not causing any problem. There's no shalika seder, there's no problem like that. Nimtza, we see therefore, ki bechinas chava, kama, shalika seder, kama, Nizbatlin al yidei ha'odom keseder. So therefore, Chava, who symbolizes Shaloi keseder, and again, this is not an anti-women shir, this is not, there are people who hear this kind of thing and right away, they go off on a trip. Anybody who learns Torah properly knows to how much the Torah respects men and women. Each one has their place, each one has a very important position, etc., etc. So therefore, Chava, Shaloi Keseder, becomes nullified through Adam, which is Keseder. Now, Rav Nosson Zal continues, quoting from Likutei Moran, Ubechinas Keseder, Nikro Yud. Rabbi Nachman shows there that the letter Yud, when it's spelled out in its full form, Yud Vav Dalid, represents things flowing properly from top to bottom. Shehamalchus hanikreis dalid les lo migarmo klum, because we know that the malchus, the mid of malchus, is represented by the letter dalid many times, because dalid means dalus, poverty, poor, and the malchus is poor. The malchus has no light of its own. Malchus is dependent on others. We mentioned this many times. Ein melech beloyam. If I walk into a room and there's no one in the room and I say I'm king, they have to lock the door quick to make sure I don't get away. You know, put me away, chas v'shalom. Because kingdom, authority, is only if your authority is being accepted by someone or some group of people, etc. Then you're a melech, then you're an authority. Other than that, malchus is not, so malchus is dependent on others. That term dependency, is poor, poverty, is a reflection of poverty. The woman who represents malchus, normally, she's the dependent. Again, the husband is the one who has the obligation to provide. He's the provider. He's giving, she's receiving. That's the normal flow. So we say that the letter Dalit, which is the end of Dalus, poverty, represents the Malchus. Deleslo migarma klum, which has nothing of its own. The moon, which has no light of its own, it reflects the light of the sun. V'hakodesh Baruch Hu mamshich lo chiyus hachochma, Hashem shines life from Chachma into the Malchus. We said Chachma is Chiyus. Chachma gives life. So Hashem shines life from Chochmah, which is represented by the letter Yud, into the Dalet, into the Malchus, and the channel by which it flows is the letter Vav. The Vav is shaped like a pipe. The Vav is the pipe, the conduit, from which spiritual energy flows from the Yud to the Dalet, in that word Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. Vesehu Yud Vav Dalet. Vesehu Ocher Vokedem Tzartoni Vatoshe Solai Kapecho. And this is why the Pasuk says there in Tehillim that Adam Rishon says, you created me back and front, and Hashem, you have spread your hands over me. The Gemara says, Al Tikri Kapecho Elo Chofecho. Don't read it Kapecho, read it Chofecho. That Hashem has spread his Chof, the letter Chof, over us. Chof in Hebrew is 20. The letter Chof is 20. Hainu Yud Vav Dalet Gematria Chof. The mili of Yud, Yud Vav Dalet equals 20. And that's what's referred to in this Ocher Vokedem. The Ocher is the female, the Malchus. The Kedem is the male, the Chachma. And Ocher Vokedem, Satoni Vodashalai Kapecha, that we have this Malchus and Chachma, and Hashem has included them in the Chof, in the Yud Vav Dalet, in the 20. Ukishemachalik is Hadalet Liatzmai. Now, when a man tries to take that Dalet for himself, he tries to take the woman under his personal authority, where again, Hashem is not in the equation. It's not that we're both here to serve Hashem. You're the servant, I'm the boss. I'm the male, you're the female, I'm in charge, etc. When a man tries to go that route, umamshich li'atzmoi chiyus mimena, he tries to take chiyus from the malchus for himself. He tries to use her to be self-serving, to serve him, rather than serving Hashem. Azai nas esloi shaloika seder. Then things turn upside down for him. Ki hu besoich b'china shaloika seder. Because he has crossed a line. He has entered into shaloika seder. He's taking some of that malchus that he shouldn't be taking for himself. Malchus chava tashrak. He has entered into an upside-down situation. V'alkein, and therefore Rabbi Nachman advises over there, Kisheroya Odom Shahilach Lo Shalika Seder. When a person sees that things are not going right for him, that things are upside down, Yeda, he should know, Sheyesh Lo Gadlus, that this is a message to him that he has fallen into Gadlus. He's arrogant. He's focusing too much on himself rather than Hashem. Yase Tshuva. And he should try immediately to repent. And what is the tshuva? V'yashpil es atzmai, and humble himself. V'yiyeh b'chinas mo, and go back, enter into the category of mo. Mo means nothing. He should make himself nothing before Hashem. K'mo shekosuv, as Moshe Rabbeinu once said, when the Jews came to him with a whole list of complaints, hey, why aren't you giving us this? Why don't we have that? Moshe Rabbeinu said, who are you talking to? We're nothing. He's in charge. We're not bosses here. We're workers, just like you. V'nachnu mo. Moshe Rabbeinu said, we are nothing. So a person, when he sees things are not going right for him, very likely he has been pegim in the malchus, he should step back and negate himself to Hashem, make himself nothing. V'azai nachzer chavo lebchinas Adam. Then, by doing that, he will return the Chava to the Adam, lebechinas Mo. He'll be attaching the Chava to this Mo, v'nase k'seder, and things will straighten out for him. Everything will go back to normal. Everything will go smooth and straight. Again, Rav Nosson Zal is giving us this briefly. If you look in Likutei Moran, it's elaborated on. It's explained much more clearly. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say there, and when is the best time for this? V'ikar ha-tshuva hu b'chodesh Elul. The month of the year that's designated as a month for tshuva is the month of Elul. Because that's the month where Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven on a Thursday, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he stayed up there till Yom Kippur. He stayed up there throughout the entire Elul and the 10 days of Tishrei, and that's when he came back down with Hashem's forgiveness. That Hashem agreed to forgive the Jews completely for the problems at the time. So therefore, the Torah tells us that these days have been designated as days of tshuva for us. Number one, the month of Elul, and also Monday and Thursday, because Moshe Rabbeinu went up on a Thursday, came down on a Monday. That's why we find that those are the days that we take out the Torah. Those are the days when we say special tefillos, tachnun, which some synagogues, unfortunately, try to look for every excuse in the book to try to skip that, to try to yahrzeits, mother-in-law's, Mother's Day, Father, all kinds of things. Those people that are Jews who know a little bit about Judaism, do not look to skip that stuff. That stuff is good stuff. It's tremendous, it's wonderful prayers, pleading with Hashem to forgive us for Meskino and to help us do a real tshuva. So those prayers are very special, the Tachnun. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, I've given you a very brief overview of that chapter on Likut Imran. If you have the time and if you're serious, study that entire chapter well to have a real solid introduction for what we're going to say now. And now he begins his discussion. Paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas netilas yodayim shachris b'kumoy mishnasoy. What we've been talking about till now will enlighten us about this mitzvah of washing your hands in the morning when you wake up from sleep. Ki yoyim volaylo heim b'chinas odom v'chava. Because day and night correspond to odom and chava, male and female. B'chinas keseder v'shaloi keseder. Day represents when things are going normal, things are regular. Nighttime, darkness, is when things are upside down, out of order. Ki oyer yoyim hu b'chinas odom, shehu chachma. Because the light, daylight, represents odom, which we said is associated with chachma. Koyach mo, mo is bigematri odom. Ki ho oyer hu b'chinas chachma vadas. Because light is another word for intelligence. When somebody says, listen guys, I want to shed light on this subject now, it means I want to explain what's going on. I'm going to clarify. I'm going to help you understand what's going on, right? So understanding, chachma, sechel, is light. That's day. Kimavur b'divur Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom achar, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 37 of Likut Imran. U'kama shekosuv, as it says in Koheles, chapter 2, Ke yisroin ho'oyer min ha'choshech, kein yisroin ha'chochma mi'asichlus. As is the difference between light and darkness, so too is the difference between intelligence versus foolishness. So we see that day versus night is chachma versus foolishness, is keseder versus shelo keseder. V'layla hu b'chinas chava, malchus. Whereas nighttime is associated with the female, chava, malchus. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, v'layla l'layla yechave. The word chava, the term chava, is used related to nighttime specifically. U'kemavur b'zoyer HaKodesh, and as is explained throughout the Zoyer HaKodesh, u'muv l'el b'hilchas hashkamas haboiker, and we discussed this earlier in the laws of hashkamas haboiker, halacha gimel, she'b'layla tarin deganeden stimin, that during the nighttime, the gates of Gan Eden are closed. Shehu b'chinas histalkus hadas, which represents that the brains close down. Gan Eden is the place of light, the place of seichel. That shuts down at night, which means that nighttime is a time when the seichel leaves. V'alma isnehig al yodo de matronisa. And at nighttime, the world is being run by the queen. During the day, the king is in charge. At night, it's the queen who is in charge. Shehi b'chinas malchus. The queen is referred to in Kabbalistic terms as the sphere of malchus. The canal, as we said earlier. The Al-Kanan, it's for this reason that balayla dina sholta, kemavur b'zorkosh. At nighttime, the midas hadin is prevalent. During the day, there's more chesed, there's more kindness, light, kindness around. Nighttime, during the night, the default is din, judgment, harshness, crime. Crime, when the lights go out, it gets dark, that's when all the trouble begins, Rahman al-Islam. Ki kol hadinim nimshochem e'bechinas shaloi keseder, shu b'chinas dinim. Because all judgments from Hashem, all pain, suffering, problems, all comes from Shaloi Keseder, Shehu Bechinas Dinim, which is referred to as Din, Shemishom Kol HaYisurim Chas V'Shom, that's where all suffering comes from, Shehem Loi Kiritzoin Hodom, which is what I don't want. You ask a person, what do you want? What you don't want. What I don't want is a headache. What I don't want is to be sick. What I don't want is to be poor. All of those things which are the opposite of what I want. When I say things are not going right, it means things are not going the way I want it to be. Ki shaloi keseder hu bechinas cheshkas laila. Because shaloi keseder is like the darkness of night. Kemoi ha'odom ha'hoylech b'choshech. Like a person who's walking in the dark, she'oz hoylech shaloi keseder. Then he's walking out of order. Most people, when it's really dark, can't walk a straight line because, again, you can't get your bearings. Your balance is based on seeing, you know, what's in front of you, what's to the sides. Ki eino yochel lechavein haderech hayosher. The person can't make out the straight path. So again, the straight path, keseder is light, day. Shaloi keseder is darkness, night. Vo'oz yuchal hikoshel be'evenu kiyotze. And when it's dark, when you're walking out of order, when you're walking out of line, then a person can stumble on a stone or other things. But when it's daylight, oz roya haderech, then the person sees the path in front of him, and they go right, they walk right, properly. Nimtza, sheyoyim v'layla, hei mechinas keseder v'shaloi keseder, mechinas odom v'chava. So therefore, day and night correspond to keseder, shaloi keseder, correspond to odom and chava. Va'alkein balaylos she'od sholeit b'china shaloi keseder. Therefore, at night time, when the shaloi keseder is in charge, when the queen is in charge, the female is in charge, u'b'chinas keseder shehu hachochma shehu or yoim nestalik, and the keseder, the day, the light, has left, alkein tzrichim oz lishon. Therefore, a Jew is supposed to get under the covers. What a Jew is supposed to be doing at night is sleeping. We're talking about here, whenever in Sifrei Kabbalah or Sifrei Chassidus, most of them, when they mention the term night, usually they're referring to the first half of the night. From when it gets dark till midnight. Usually. Alkein tzrichem oz lishon. Therefore, a Jew is supposed to be sleeping at that time. V'hashenu hu b'chinas bitul. And sleep is a form of letting go. Letting go completely, nullifying yourself. Because again, a person who's 6 feet tall, 8 feet tall, he's in charge of everything. When he goes to sleep, he's nobody. He's in his pajamas. He's lying flat. He's like a corpse. He's, you know, he's down and out. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, why is it this way? Just like Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likut Imran, that when a person sees that things are not going right for them, what should they do? They should turn on the humility. They should make themselves small, right? So too, when the nighttime begins, and nighttime is Shalei Keseder, what's the solution? What move are you supposed to make? You're supposed to make yourself small. Turn off the brain. Go to sleep. When a person sees Shahadas Misbalbel, that his brain isn't thinking clearly anymore, he's tired from a whole day, from everything that's going, the Ein Hadas Miyushav Koroi, he can't think clearly. V'oz Yochel Izgaber Bechinas Hadinim, HaNechozim Bechinas Shalei Keseder. And then that's a time when the judgments, problems, suffering can take over a person. Shaloi keseder. Ki kishahadas dikdusha b'shleimus. Because when a person's brain is functioning properly, solid, azayin is batel b'china shaloi keseder b'chinas keseder. Then the shaloi keseder becomes nullified by the keseder. We mentioned before that when both of them are there solid, when the male and female are solid, then the female becomes subservient to the male. But when the male becomes weak at night, he's tired from a whole day, his brain, which is his source of energy, when it starts going down, then he can't handle, he can't negate the power, the shaloi keseder, the female. Therefore, and things can go haywire. When the keseder is dominant, it can make all kinds of trouble, all kinds of problems. Therefore, what's the solution? Go to sleep. The solution is bitul, as we said, humility. Because we said before, when the male is there solid, then the female is almost non-existent. Whereas at nighttime, she'oz hadas mistalik, then the person's brain shuts down. They're not thinking like they were, you know, during the day when they were solid. And then the shaloika seder gets stronger. And that's the source of suffering, pain, problems, all kinds of things. Azay tzorich ha'odom lesalik daitoy legamri. Then a person has to put his mind aside completely, has to put the das aside completely. Ki'ilu ein loy shum das klal. As if he has no das. V'yevate latzmoy legamri. And nullify himself, negate himself totally. Sheze b'chinas shena. An example of that is going to sleep. I'm out. Shemuchrochim lishon balayla bo'eis she'ein hadas b'shleimus k'nal. That a person must sleep at night when the das is not strong. Again, the lights, they shut, Hashem shut the lights. The sun went down. The das is not shining the way it is by day. She'oz yuchal chas v'sholom ezgaber b'chine shaloika seder k'nal. Because that's a time when the shaloika seder has power and it can squash the kaseder, it can squash the man. Al kein tzrichen lishoin lesalei daito legamri levatatz from legamri. Therefore, he has to go to sleep, put aside his brain, nullify himself, laharois, to show shebechinas shaloika seder, shehu bechinas haguf, ein loy shum chiyus kim alidei asechel. By doing that, he's showing that the body is not an independent entity. The body can't do whatever it wants. Proof is, the minute I pull the battery out of it, the body's gone. It's a corpse. The minute the brain shuts down, the minute I close my eyes and the brain lets go, the brain leaves, the body's a corpse. It can't do anything at all. It's powerless. So when a person goes to sleep, he's showing that the guf, the shaloika seder, is not an independent entity, that it can do whatever it wants. And now, at nighttime, we're removing the seichel, we're shutting down the seichel totally. And the body remains like a rock, like a heavy rock that has almost no life to it, just a drop of life to it, you know, when a person's asleep. And during the time that the person sleeps, the brain is recharging itself. It's rejuvenating itself and coming back stronger, much stronger than it was right before he went to sleep. When the person gets up from his sleep, the brain comes back new, brand new and improved. And then the body also is charged up, new. Because the main source of life, of energy of the body, is from the brain, the neshama. And the soul and the body are also an example of keseder versus shaloi keseder. Just like we said, male and female. Light and darkness, the soul and body. Ki gufu neshama heim bechinas ish v'isho, ki yodua. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah stress that the body and soul are like husband and wife. They're married together again, and they have to figure out who's in charge. The Zohar Kodesh says, when the soul is in charge, when the soul is giving the orders to the body, then it's like the rider is on top of the horse. When the body says, I'll take over, I'll give the orders, I'll say where we go and what we eat and how much we eat, then it's the reverse. It's the horse on top and the rider on bottom. You know how fast they're going to go. That's this concept of ish and isha, male and female, where when each one is in their rightful place, when the keseder is leading the shaloka seder, then it's functioning properly, then it's operating in a healthy way. When there's a reverse, chas v'shalom, then it's the opposite. Bechinas odom v'chava, bechinas oyer v'choyshech, chochma v'sichlus, intelligence and foolishness. Kemuva b'hatoyra dirusha Hashem v'uzoi. as Rabbi Nizal describes in chapter 37, Likut Imran. There he gives us a whole list of what you have on the right, what you have on the left. Light, darkness, day, night, male, female, chachma, foolish, you know, the whole breakdown. Body versus soul. Ve'ein leguf shum chiyus kiyim al yidei haneshama. And the body has no source of energy of life other than what it receives from the spiritual portion. Al kein, therefore, balayla, she'oz ein adas b'shleimus, at night when Hashem turns the lights off, showing us that the das is shut down, the seichel has shut down, oz tzrichen l'salek hadas l'gamri. Then a person has to shut down his das. He's got to close down his, by closing his eyes, especially. The eyes are the das of the person. The pasuk says, by Adam and Chava, v'tipokachno einei shneim. Their eyes understood. A person reads and learns, studies with the eyes. Ulevatel atzmoi mamish, and to nullify himself totally, to make himself zero. Shezeo b'chinas shena. An example of that is going to sleep. Kedei shelo yizgaber b'chinas shelo keseder. So that the shelo keseder, because if the keseder is in the ring, if they're both in the ring now, and the shelo keseder is strong, the shelo keseder can squash the keseder. But if the keseder says, good night, honey, have a good night, and he goes to sleep, now there's no fight, there's no battle. The keseder left the arena. So the shelo keseder doesn't have who to dominate or who to rule over. And in all seriousness, this definitely has an application in how we lead our day and night. Because the Breslovers know, those who learn Rabbi Nachman Sforim, those who learn the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal, those who learn even Shulchan Aruch and Gemara. If you look carefully, you see that the timeline of a Jew, an observant Jew, sleeps, goes to sleep when the lights go out, when it gets dark. Not at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 6 a.m., that's not the time to go to sleep. The time to go to sleep is 7 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m. And one of the things, when a person does that, one of the things that they accomplish is they avoid a lot of shaloi kaseder. The majority of the mistakes and the trouble, whether it be shalom bayis or all kinds of stuff, is those hours. And Rav Nosson Zal explained to us here why, based on the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, because when those lights go out, when it gets dark outside, the midas hachesed has left. And that's a time when the midas hadin is more prevalent. The norm, the default, is din, judgment. And a person needs to know how to respond to that. Just like we have story, just like on Pesach, when Hashem sent the angel to kill the firstborn of the Egyptians, Hashem said, any Jew who's outside at that is going to get clobbered. Stay inside. Put the sign on your door. Stay inside. Don't go out. And we have stories in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh talks about where a plague broke out in a city, and Rabbi Shimon and his students were there. And Rabbi Shimon told his students, everybody, stay inside, because when that angel is given authority, sometimes he doesn't differentiate. He'll clobber anybody in his view, even if it's at sometimes. So you need to know that there are certain times that it's better to keep low profile, stay out of the way, that kind of thing. Now, obviously, there are exceptions to this rule there, but to know what the norms are, in the nutty, upside-down world that we are in today, where Western culture is dominating, and again, because of the wonderful, incredible inventions that we have, electricity and all these other things, so many people have turned night into day. You know, you walk around certain streets, it's more light outside at night than it is during the day. And there's more people out there. Everything, the action begins at night. But unfortunately, the action usually isn't always the best. It's not the healthiest and best. The Torah is telling us advice here, good, healthy advice, that when a person can, for those for whom it's possible, this is the ideal. The ideal is to try to be sleeping during that first half of night, and again, to try to be up and energetic and strong during the daylight hours, and again, for those who can, to try to wake up as early as possible after the midnight. The highlight, the top of the top, is those people who are privileged to get up midnight. If a person can't do that, to get up 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5, 6 a.m., for some people, 7 a.m., 8 is an accomplishment. For them, that's they're doing the best they can to get up early. But each person to know when al pi kabbalah and how Hashem designed the world to operate. And when we try to operate the world, when we try to reverse Hashem's order, again, when we try to show that this is what we spoke about in the previous halacha, teva versus hashkocha. Notice, Hashem programmed the world to operate in a certain way. There's day and night. Day, you can see what you're doing. So day is a time when you can be walking around doing stuff. Nighttime, the lights are out. You can't see that well. So obviously, it's not a time to be walking around, you know, to be active to that degree. But man, using teva, has tried to override that and to try, no, nighttime's no problem. Hashem shut the lights, no problem. We got other lights. We got generators. We got air. We'll make it just as light. And you see the results in some cases. That in most cases, the default is that it leads to trouble. There are people, there are exceptional people who can learn Torah at night, who can daven at night, etc., even the first half of night. And again, depending on a person's circumstances and schedule, it could be 100% right for them. But here we're defining what the norms are, what the real norms are that Hashem set up. Paragraph Gimel. V'alkein, and therefore, based on this introduction, kishemes oira mishinosoi, when a person wakes up from sleep, azayit tzorech litol yodo b'mayim, you have to wash your hands with water. Why? Ki hamayim hem bechinas das, because as we mentioned earlier, water is synonymous with das. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 11, ki simolei haoretz deos Hashem kamayim liam echasim. The world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem, with awareness of Hashem, like the water that covers the ocean floor. So we see that water represents das. Ki anu tzrichem lahamshich meimei hadas. Because when we get up in the morning, we want to draw those waters of das, kedei lahamshich b'chinas keseder, to bring back the keseder, to introduce the keseder, kedei levatel hazua mohaneches b'yadayim, in order to eliminate, to remove the impurity, the filth that has attached itself to our hands, she'achizoso b'b'chinas shaloi keseder, which is associated with shaloi keseder. Because the whole power and grip of the klipos is on the shalokas seder. You see that when Adam and Chava were in the world and the snake was planning his attack, he was planning how he's going to harm man, he had a choice. Who to go to? To go to Adam, go to Chava. He knew exactly who to go to. He knew which person was most vulnerable to him, which person he had the best shot at grabbing onto. Chava, shaloikas seder, din. Kishe'enoi mekabel chiyus b'shleimus mebechinas keseder. When the shaloikas seder is not receiving its full energy, its complete energy, its light from keseder. Shezeo b'chinas cheshkas layla v'sheina, such as at night, during the darkness of night, or when the person is asleep. She'oz nishar haguf shubchinas laila b'li chiyus me'asech l'shubchinas yoyim. At night, the body, which is associated with night, is left without energy. It's not receiving energy from the seichel, which is compared to day. Because again, at night, the seichel is small. It shrinks. V'oz hasitra achra she'achizosa misham b'chinas shalei keseder nechezes b'hayodayim daika. Therefore, at night, which when the sitrachra has its best shot, it attaches itself specifically to the hands. Why? Ki kol ikar hatikun anal sheyeh nischaber v'nichlal shaloi keseder b'chinas keseder zehu nichlal b'chinas yud shu b'chinas kof b'chinas yodayim. Because as we explained earlier, the whole process whereby the shaloka seder is plugged into the keseder and is functioning properly, that whole process was demonstrated by the yud. Yud vav dalet. Remember, we showed that flow from the yud to the dalet via the vav. Yud vav dalet, which is bigimatria chaf, we said. And chaf is Kapayim, the hands. Chof is the hands. The hands are called kapayim. Bechinas, as the pasuk which we brought earlier said, Ocher vokedem tsartoni, you shaped me, you formatted me behind and in front. Vatoshe salai kapecha, and you spread your hands over me. So the hands are where all of this action takes place, where the keseder and shaloi keseder. We'll see if Rav Nosson Zal will bring it here. If not, it's brought in many places that the right and left, the right hand and left hand, are keseder versus shaloi keseder. Again, because your right hand is your operating hand, the hand that you can do things with. The left hand is your weaker hand. If you try to do something, if you try to write, the person who's normal, who is a writing, when they try to write with their left hand, you look at the writing and it's Mishka Babel. You know, what is that? Well, I wrote it with my left hand, of course. That's Shaloi Keseder. So right and left are Keseder. In the hands is where we see this Keseder and Shaloi Keseder. Weaker and stronger, male, female, light, darkness, all of these things. Shezo Bechinas, this is what it says over there, Al Tikri Yodecha Elo Yudecha. Kemuva al pasuk poiseach es yodecha. In the first pasuk we brought, it said vatoshe solai kapecha. We said that the kapecha was the yud. Rav Nosson Zal now brings another pasuk where it shows the reverse. It shows it going in the other way. All of us say the pasuk every day, poiseach es yodecha umasbiel lechol Hashem. Open your hands and provide for us. The Zohar Kodesh, and I believe the Gemara says also, Al tikri yodecho elo yudecho. That the word yodecho can refer to hands. It could also refer to the yuds, because these are the two yuds of Hashem's name. The yud of yud kei vav kei, the yud at the opening yud of yud kei vav kei, and the yud at the end of aleph dalet nun yud, the way we pronounce it. Rav Nosson Zal is just showing here, he's emphasizing that it's all in the hands. The yodayim, the yuds, all of that. Ki klolius ha'olam neged Hashem yisborach hu b'china shaloi keseder. Now watch what Rav Nosson Zal explains. The world, compared to Hashem, is shaloi keseder versus keseder. Ki Hashem yisborach hu meroimam u menusa mikol haruchnius. Because Hashem is above all spirituality, not just everything physical. Hashem is above everything spiritual. V'chol ha'olamos heim bebechina shaloi keseder negdoi. And all of the worlds are an aspect of shaloi keseder compared to Hashem. Hashem is perfection. Hashem is the ultimate. Everything compared to Hashem is a step down. Ki kol ha'olamos misnah. Now watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this. Ki kol ha'olamos misnahagim alidei bechinas malchus. Because we know that all the Sforim tell us that the Mida of Hashem that runs the world, the Manhig is the Melech, Malchus. Malchus is the one in charge, and Malchus is upside down. Malchus is Chava. Malchus is the reverse, we said. The word Melech, how do you write the word Melech? Mem, Lamed, Chav. Backwards. In the Hebrew alphabet, the Chav comes first, then the Lamed, and the Lamed. Malchus is Shaloi Keseder, and that's what's running the world. So that the world, everything Hashem created, other than Hashem himself, is Shaloi Keseder compared to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why the Gemara tells us, B'tishrei nivra ha'olam, that the world was created in the month of Tishrei. Tishrei hu b'chinas tashrak, Shaloi Keseder, b'chinas Malchus. Tishrei is the Aleph Beis backwards. Tav, Shin, Resh, and the Yud is a Kuf. We know that Yud is 10, Kuf is 100. It's the same number, it's just adding a zero. So Tishrei is Tashra. Hashem created the world backwards, upside down. V'ikar bria sa'olam hu begin v'yishtamoy doinle. And what was the whole purpose? What's the mission of the world? To recognize Hashem, to realize Hashem. Kedei liskois ladas sholem, and thereby achieve complete das, hainu, which is lodas oisis borah. Complete das is recognition of a total recognition of Hashem, total awareness of Hashem. Shezehu ikar amitas hadas. That's the real das. Real das is not biology or mathematics or computer. Real das, the real, real das is recognition of Hashem. The rak ze nikra das. That's the only thing that's called das. Kama shekosuv, as it says in the Chumash, v'yodato hayoim v'hashevoi selavecha. You will know and you will convey to your heart. What will you know? Ki Hashem hu elikim. That Hashem is in charge. That's called knowledge. That's the real knowledge. Hainu she'ikar habriya hoysa kedei lechaber shaloi keseder bebechinas keseder. The real purpose behind creation was to attach shaloi keseder to keseder. Lahalois kol ha'olamos l'sharoshon. To elevate all the worlds are shaloi keseder, to elevate them and plug them in, return them to Hashem, who is keseder. She'yachzor v'yevatel b'chinas shaloi keseder, shu b'chinas klolius kol ha'olamos, neged b'chinas keseder, shehu hadas, shu yediyas alekusoi. To take all the worlds and everything in them, including us, and the birds and the trees and all the things, and the angels, to take all of that which is Shaloi Keseder and return it, plug it back into its source, its origin, which is Hashem, which is Keseder, which is the Das, the ultimate Das. And the way we do that is by recognizing Hashem. When I take an apple, if I pull an apple off the tree and I eat the apple just like that, I'm showing that it's my apple, the apple and me, and nothing else involved. If I take an apple and I say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Bleirei Pri Yoetz, then I eat the apple, I'm attaching the apple and myself to Hashem. I'm making it perfectly clear that I realize, I recognize, I know that that apple is a piece of Hashem. That any positive energy in that apple is coming from Hashem. And I exist only because of Hashem. And it's all Hashem. I'm returning it to Hashem. Shezehu ikar hatachlis. This is the main purpose of life. V'ha'ashora sheishor asayif kol tzoyv. And this is what will remain in the end. A person who lives a life in this world and he becomes the biggest doctor or the biggest scientist or the biggest financier, and he owns 12 homes, and he runs this, and what's going to remain in the end, when that person leaves the world, the only thing they take with them is their recognition of Hashem. Whatever part of their life was involved, was connected to Hashem, and was a display of recognition of Hashem, that's the only thing. Everything else is nothing. It's nothing. It's left behind. It disappears, you know. V'hakol yizbatel neged ze, everything will become nullified, will become to this. Aval, however, lizkois laze, for a person to achieve this, lechaber ulahalois kol ha'olamos, to elevate and attach all the different worlds, sheim b'china shaloi keseder, which represents shaloi keseder, lesharoshem, to their source, to their origin, shu b'chinas keseder, which is keseder, Shehu hachochma vadas, keseder is called das, light, intelligence. Ze yevsher liskois kiim bo'olam hamaisa ze. That can only be accomplished in this physical world. The angels can't do this. Only we humanoids, only we human beings have the ability to do this. Al yedei asiyas hamitzvois v'kiyum hatoira. By performing mitzvois and fulfilling the Torah. Uklolius HaTorah, and the sum total of the entire Torah, Nichleles Bayodayim, Shukli HaMaisa, is represented by the hands, which are what we act, the action. The most active part of the body is the hands. What we do, when I'm doing something, but I'm doing something right now. Usually it refers to doing something with my hands. The hands are called the Klei HaMaisa. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Hayoim la'asoisam. Today meaning in this physical world is a place of asiya, a place of action, doing, which is with the hands generally. Vezeu bechinas, and this is why when Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah down to the world, it says, Ushnei luchay sabris al shtei yodai. The two tablets were on my two hands. I carried them in my two hands. What do we think? He was balancing them on his nose? Well, again, the Torah writes a word. Each word in the Torah is $1 billion. There's no extra words there. The Torah says, Al Yodi, there's a message there. Because because the entire Torah, which is included in those two tablets, Hiklula b'shtei yodayim, is represented by the two hands, Shein b'chinas klei hamaisa, which are the organs of action, the most active organs of the body. Ki yohayodayim moishitin kol dover l'mokom shetzrich naseh, because the hands are what move every single object to where you want it to be. So that's on a micro level. Beklol Yisraelim, the same thing is true regarding the whole world, the entire world. Al yidei b'chinas yodayim shem klei ha'maisa b'chinas klol yisatora, that through the hands, which are the action part of the body, which represent the entire Torah, the 10 fingers, the 10 commandments, the 10 levels of prophecy. Al yidei ze loikchen es kol ha'ilomois shem b'chinas shaloika seder u'malin oisan u'moshitin oisan l'ashem yisborach. It's with our hands, which represent the Torah, that we have the ability to move all the worlds, not just us, all the worlds, the entire creation, to move it either chas v'shalom away from Hashem, to pull it away from Hashem, or to move it up towards Hashem. Sheyu nichlolin b'sharoshem, that they should be plugged into their source, b'chinas keseder. Listen to this now. V'alkein isa b'zohar, and that's why it's brought in the Zohar HaKodesh, Shebishas Histalkus Rabbi Eliezer Hagodol, that one of the greatest rabbis of all time, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, who was called Rabbi Eliezer Hagodol, the rabbi of Rabbi Akiva, when he passed away, he lifted up his two hands, V'omar Vai Letrain Toirois, the Histalko Me'alma. Woe is to these two Torahs that are going to be leaving the world now. His hands represented the two Torahs, the two tablets, the Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebal Peh, ki shnei hayodayim heim bechinas klolias haTorah, because the two hands represent the entire Torah, bechinas Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebal Peh v'kanal, v'al kein, and therefore ikar hamshocha sakedusha hual yedei kedusha seidayim, the main ability of a person to draw holiness upon themselves is on through the hands, the holiness of the hands, v'zeh bechinas natila seidayim shachris. And this is why the first action that a Jew takes when he wakes up is washing those hands with water, with pure waters. Ki machma shebe'es hasheno nistale kachias, because of the fact that while you were sleeping, the life force left the person. Va'oz hasitrachra shachizos b'china shaloika seder nechezes be'edayim daika, and then during the night, the sitrachra, which is shaloika seder, attaches itself especially to the hands, ki hi krucha achar hakedusha tamud, because the sitrachra is always trying to attack the kedusha. Umachma sheikra kedusha lichlel kol hoylomes b'sharoshan, and because of the fact that the main holiness, the main ability to plug all the worlds into Hashem, into their source, haynu lichlel b'chinas shaloi keseder b'chinas keseder, to plug the shaloi keseder into keseder, while yidei b'chinas hayodayim is through the hands, al kein, therefore, hasitra achra, the other side, the forces of tuma, de'ozla bosar pruda todir, which is always trying to bring about separation, v'roitzel esgaber tomet lahafrit chas v'shon b'chinas shaloi keseder b'chinas keseder, the sitra achra is always trying to separate the shaloi keseder from the keseder, to separate everything from Hashem, to break it away from Hashem. Al kein hi nechezes b'yodayim daika. That's why the sitra achra especially tries to attach itself to the hands. Sheshom ikar hakedusha. That's where the main holiness is. Veheim ikar hakelim she'al yodom yecholim lekasher ulahalos b'chinas shaloi keseder lebchinas keseder. And the hands are the main tools through which we have the ability to attach and elevate the shaloi keseder and plug it into the keseder. Alkain hemechozim shom beyoser. That's why the Sitra Achra focuses on the hands. They go after the hands. V'alkein tekev kishomeg mishnasoy. Therefore, as soon as a person wakes up, tzorech litol yodo b'mayim tekev. They're supposed to wash their hands immediately with water. Lahamshich meimei hadas. Therefore, thereby drawing das onto the hands. Kidei lahamshich b'chinas keseder. Das is keseder. He's trying to realign. He's trying to put everything back into order, back into its proper order. The night's over, and now we're trying to regroup and start over again. Lam shechinas kaseder, to draw the kaseder, kedei legareish es hasitra achra, hanechezes nebechinas shalei kaseder, to thereby chase away the sitra achra, whose main hold is on shalei kaseder. When there's shalei kaseder, that's when the sitra achra grabs on and draws strength. And this is why the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 109, Bas Melechi Umakpedes. The Gemara says that there's a certain Shin Dalet, like there's a certain angel of Tumah, which is a Bas Melech, it's a princess, and it's Makpedes, it's powerful, and it looks to show its authority, like. And the Gemara says there that by washing your hands in the morning, you chase it away. You remove its power. Ki haklipa nikreis bas melech bevadai. Rav Nosson Zal says, look what the Gemara says. The name of the klipa is bas melech, female, princess, the daughter of the melech. Machma shenechezes mi pegam hamalchus. Because it draws its energy when the malchus is defective. When there's any defect in it, then they take over. For example, kishechol kem bechinas malchus liatzmoi. For example, when a man tries to take the malchus for himself, instead of recognizing Hashem's authority, Hashem is the boss, Hashem is king. No, I'm making the rules. Va'omrim anoyem loch. The person says, I'm in charge. I'm ruling. She'oz nasa hakoil shaloi kaseder. We said when that happens, everything turns upside down. Shemishom achizas hadinim vaklipois, and that's where the midas hadin and klipois draw their energy from. The alkein nikreis bas melech. That's why the klipa, the sitra